KFIZ News Time 1040 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTac Heating Studios on a Friday, final Friday of the month of February of 2021, 26th day of the month. Thanks for joining us here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. As we roll on here this morning, we are going to talk about Focus on Energy. Did you know it's the 20th anniversary of the Focus on Energy program in Wisconsin? It's definitely a significant milestone for Focus on Energy, and we're going to talk about that anniversary and what Focus on Energy provides to Wisconsin residents with Erin Monroe Nye. She is the program director of Focus on Energy, and she's kind enough to chat with us this morning more about Focus on Energy itself and the 20th anniversary. Erin, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking a little time to chat about Focus on Energy. 20 years of it, that's a great milestone to celebrate. Before we get into more about the 20th anniversary and how folks can use the services of Focus on Energy, why don't you give us kind of the background of it? It's been around since 2001, obviously, but what's Focus on Energy all about?
Right, yeah. So Focus on Energy was created in 2001, and it's a program that sponsored by 107 utilities here in the state of Wisconsin. And the mission is to help customers save energy and save money on their utility bills. And so we offer a lot of tips and things that you can do in your home, a lot of information, but we also offer a lot of rebates on energy efficient equipment like LED light bulbs, power strips, more efficient furnaces, and things like that for your home, and then also for businesses as well.
So it's been going on for 20 years now, and I know there's some pretty significant savings that have come through this. What exactly or how exactly has Focus on Energy helped consumers and businesses in Wisconsin save over the last 20 years or so?
Yeah, since 2015 to 2018, we've paid about $250 million in incentives customers to help them afford more energy efficient technology. And they've actually studied the program and have determined that for every dollar that you invest in the Focus on Energy program, it returns about $4.80 in benefits. And those benefits are things like energy savings on your bill. So we look at how much has it reduced bills. So there's also some, how has it changed the emissions? Energy is unfortunately often generated by burning fossil fuels, which can create emissions. And so there's some health benefits that are associated with it as well. I think another thing that actually often gets overlooked is that it actually helps create jobs because a lot of businesses, you need to hire an HVAC contractor or an electrical contractor to come in and upgrade your lighting and things like that. So there's actually a really important economic development and kind of keeping the money here in the state of Wisconsin. So those are all the great components of this program.
Absolutely, absolutely. So 20 years of Focus on Energy, how exactly is the program celebrating being around for 20 years? Anything specific that you want to share with our listeners about that celebration that's going on this year?
Yeah, we're doing a lot. I mean, we're starting out, obviously, most things virtual, mm-hmm. of course, but you can follow our social media channels. We're doing kind of a cool thing where we're allowing or we're asking participants to share their stories. You can go to focusonenergy.com/share your story. And you can kind of talk about how the program has helped you. And we'll be highlighting those throughout the year on our social media channels. And we've got a special page set up with a timeline and things like that. So you can kind of see how the program has evolved over time. I mean, you probably remember those Curlicue light bulbs that were really, the top of energy efficiency technology, probably about a decade ago. And it's really evolved as we've tried to, keep up with the changing technology. And we're looking to continue to do that in the future.
We're talking with Erin Monroe Nye, the program director for Focus on Energy. Focus on Energy here in Wisconsin, celebrating 20 years here in 2021. And Erin, let's talk about for folks out there who are hearing this, they're like, well, how can I get involved in this? How can I, get some more basic information? What are some of the resources that Focus on Energy offers to people here in Wisconsin, and how can they get some of those resources either sent to them or get some more information about them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the easiest way is to visit our website. There's a couple really easy ways to participate. I mean, the first thing you could do is actually order a free pack. So if you go to focusenergy.com/free, We'll send you a pack of energy efficient equipment like LED light bulbs and, you know, faucet aerators and things like that. There's six different packs that you can choose from. So you just kind of go in, sign right up, and it gets shipped right to your door. So it's pretty easy. Another option, if you've already ordered a pack and you want to kind of take it to the next level, you can go to our online marketplace, which is focusonenergymarketplace.com. And there you can find even more discounted products and things, smart thermostats. We've got some cool, like, power strips, the ones that sort of turn off part of the outlets or some of the outlets, but not all of the outlets, depending on what you need. And so there's a lot of cool products on our online marketplace as well. You can also sign up for newsletters. So we kind of keep people apprised of program news if we are bringing on new technologies, or if there's discounts and deals. Sometimes we do limited time offers on our marketplace. Right now we're running a bathroom one that's got some aerators and some of those big kind of globe LEDs that you see in your bathroom vanity. So, and then follow us on social media. We're on all kind of the major social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
So 20 years down, any planning work ahead for the next 20 years of Focus on Energy? Is that still kind of changing year by year as the technologies evolve?
Exactly. So we're always kind of, you know, keeping in touch with what's going on in industry, talking to industry partners and figuring out, you know, what's the next new thing. There's a lot of interesting technologies out there. There's a lot with building controls and just a lot of cool stuff. So we're just trying to stay abreast of all of these changes, try to stay ahead of it and try to kind of push Wisconsin into a leadership position here. So we want to keep doing that for the next 20 years.
Very good. Erin, one more time, if people want to learn more about Focus on Energy, how can they find out more or get in touch with the folks at Focus on Energy?
Yeah, easiest way, visit the website, focusonenergy.com. We also have an 800 number, and that's 1-800-762-7077. So either one.
Very good. Erin, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us more about Focus on Energy and the 20th anniversary. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, talking about Focus on Energy this morning, that is Erin Monroe Nye joining us from Focus on Energy, the program director of Focus on Energy, which is celebrating 20 years.